Maaser Sheni, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, 4-5. The previous Mishnah said that one can do Ha'arama and sidestep the requirement to add a Chomesh of redeeming his own produce by giving money to someone who he trusts, who will then use that money to redeem. And since the fruit is owned by one person and the money by a different person, no need to add Chomesh. Our Mishnah discusses a second possibility where instead of giving money, you give the produce. Now, it's worth noting that the Gemara brings down, this is the less preferable way. In other words, the more preferable way is to give the money, as you saw in the previous Mishnah, because in this case over here, we'll be giving fruit or produce and then taking it back as a gift, and it's very obvious that this is it's much more in your face that this is a harama, and that being the case, it's less preferable. But it's allowed also in the event that one doesn't have cash at hand. So the Mishnah says inside, Haya omed begorin, if a person were standing at his threshing floor, Vein biyado maos, and he doesn't have money to hand now, and he wants to redeem the Maaser Sheni from this produce, and he doesn't want to do it himself, because if he did it himself, it'd be him redeeming his own Maaser Sheni money, and he would have to add the extra chomesh. Omer lechavero, he could say to his friend, Harei haperu so'elu nesunin lach, this produce over here, the Maaser Sheni part of it, the will be Maaser Sheni, I'm giving to you. But matana, as a gift, and the understanding is that after the redemption occurs, this recipient of the gift will return the gift to the original owner. Now, worth noting here, you'll recall that you're not allowed to transfer and sell Maaser Sheni, but you can give it as a gift, if you recall. In any case, see what's happening is this produce has been given before it's Maaser Sheni, then it'll become Maaser Sheni, you'll get redeemed in a moment, and then given back. As a gift, once it's been redeemed as Maaser Sheni. So, the Mishnah says, Chozer v'Omer, the guy who owned the Perus, who now gave it to his friend. So now he doesn't own the Perus anymore. The friend did Hagbah, he lifted it up and acquired it. He, the farmer who had the original owner, now says, Harei elu mukhulalin al ma'os shebabayis. That produce, which has now become Maaser Sheni, I'm deconsecrating on coins I have back in my house. So again, he owns the coins. His friend now, in the meantime, owns the produce. And that being the case, no need to add a chomesh. He's not redeeming his own produce. The Kedusha goes onto a coin back at his house, that little tin shekel coin taped to his refrigerator. We saw already before that you don't need to have the money and the peros together when you do the deconsecration, the chil. And that's the end of the Mishnah. Now, what will happen in the next step, what's supposed to happen, is that the friend who now is holding this deconsecrated ex Maaser Sheni food that he was given as a gift will return it as a gift back to the original farmer. Nothing the farmer can do actually to pull it out of his hand necessarily, and it seems from the Yerushalmi they had some shenanigans going on where people were dishonest and stealing money originally, which is why they shifted to this plan, and they were even stealing the produce. In any case, the proper thing to do is, if you're going to be doing harama, which actually is mutzal l'chalchila, is first bet, first prize is to give the money. And if you can't give money for whatever reason, then you can indeed give the peros temporarily as a matana, as a gift that you expect to get back.